broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon here. Welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X, alongside my cohort, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good. I asked you this like a month ago, and you gave me a little children's joke, but anything to kind of lighten the mood, brighten the day right now?
Actually, no. I'm sorry, because the weatherman this morning used the word wintry mix, and when you live in Gwinnett County, anytime you hear wintry mix, you get all worried. And
all the red flags go up?
All I know is I've got to go get bread, milk, and eggs before they all run out at the grocery store.
All right, we'll get right to it then, because you got some important things to do.
I got to get out of here, so yeah, let's hop to it.
Our guest today on the show, Brandon Kiever. He is with Image Harbor Productions, and also Janice Palmer. She's the manager, owner, and operator of Gold's Gym of Suwannee and Sugar Hill. And thank you very much for both of you joining us. We'll start with you, Brandon. Brandon, Image Harbor Productions, right off the bat, question A, tell us about your company and what you do.
Okay. Thanks for having us on the show, Mike. Image Harbor Productions is a video production company based in Lawrenceville, Georgia. The company was founded 2 years ago. Our founder, Jeff Brook, has 28 years of experience as a project manager with Coca-Cola, and he really saw the overall impact that the Coca-Cola brand was able to deliver in multiple markets and wanted to bring that same expertise here to Gwinnett County and offer that experience to local businesses.
I understand you recently had a celebration of some sorts.
We did. We celebrated our two-year anniversary, January 15th.
What is it you do with the company specifically?
I'm the client services manager. So I handle our client communication. So if you're going to set up a meeting, talk about the script we're going to be using, set up locations, hire talent, you're going to be talking with me.
Talk about the type of companies and businesses you work with and how you help them out.
Okay. As far as a business entity goes, when companies have been around a year, 2 years, depending on whatever industry that they're in, they're really starting to look at their client communication. And our offering is broad when you talk about video. If you're talking about web content, if you're talking about TV commercial spots, if you want to do a training series, or if you want to broadcast a stockholders meeting, we can cover that. So it's really taking the camera and meeting the needs of that particular company.
What would you say, Brandon, because we've had some other companies on in the past that are similar to yours, but it seems like a lot of these days, a lot of business owners say, oh, I can afford the cameras now, I can shoot it myself, I can do it myself. They feel like they don't need a specialist like yourself, a professional. What would you say to them?
Do you do your own dental work? You always start kind of light. Hire professionals to do what they do. That way you can free your time up to maximize your efforts to do what you do best. The benefit of bringing us in, we bring the expertise from the marketing standpoint, but we're not there to sell a package. We want to find out what you're trying to message and who you're trying to target from your brand and your target clientele, and we're going to build that based on the knowledge that we have. You can use a camera, that's fine, but if you want to have a professional come in and deliver a high-quality product, that's what we're here for.
And Brandon, I think beyond just business owners who would say, hey, I can do it myself, there's also the business owners who go, well, I don't need any video. That's beyond my scope. If you could put all the business owners in Gwinnett County in one room and just kind of talk a little bit about, hey, this is something you might not think you need, but let me tell you why you need it. What are some things you would say that people – because one of the things I heard you say is, yeah, we can show up with a camera and do what you need to do. But I think there's a lot more that you would want to tell business owners you could do. So what are some of those things?
The first thing I would do in that meeting is this. I wouldn't say anything. If you don't have video right now in new media, it is so vast, you're really behind the ball. And then first, look at your competition. What do they have that's out there? And then beyond the competition, that is secondary. Who are you trying to communicate with? And if video is something that is impacting them through social media, through web, or even on television, there are ways to meet your budget and still communicate with your clients. You don't have to come to us with a $10 million production budget. We're not creating a Super Bowl commercial. We're here to meet your needs in your market, and that's what we can build.
Name of the company, Brandon, is Image Harbor Productions. So I'm keen on the production part, but it sounds like you're so much more than just the production. Where does your value begin? Where does your value end? As far as, like, you've mentioned branding as well. Mm-hmm. Do you do some of that type work where you're almost like an ad agency work as well, where you're helping with the branding? Or are you more on just the technical side as far as the production side of things?
Short answer, yes. The difference with us, you're not hiring a traditional camera operator as a vendor. When you're talking about communication, if you're not specifically looking at the brand first, your communication is going to be off, because you're going to have someone inputting their ideas of, this is something I think is going to be really creative, and that may be fantastic and it may be a good idea, but if it doesn't fit the needs of the business and doesn't fit that brand, the messaging's not going to be consistent. My background comes from working with major brands, GM, Hyundai, Kia Motor Group, and other ad agencies, and my part of the process when we sit down and talk to clientele is dealing with that first, because an owner may have a fantastic idea for a video. For instance, if we go into a dentist office, he may say, hey, I want to do this awesome cat video like everything I'm seeing on YouTube. Are you going to go to the dentist and he has 15 cats running around? It's not going to compute. So he may have good ideas from a concept, but we may need to tweak it a little bit and get it to really where it's going to speak the best it can about his business.
Also, in terms of, and one of the things Mike said to start the interview off is there seem to be a lot more companies kind of doing similar to what you guys do.
Right.
But it sounds like you and the owner, Jeff, one of the ways you guys set yourself apart is your experience. You're not just two guys with a camera who, yeah, we do this in our spare time.
Right.
So speak a little bit more about the extra value you add. Also, you've kind of talked a little bit about expertise and any other thing that would set you apart from the competition.
The biggest thing with us, productions does talk about the technical aspect, but we're also approaching things from that marketing experience that we've both had. Jeff with Coca-Cola was a project manager all over the world for Coca-Cola. So he was going into Russia, he was going into China, he was going into the Philippines and really developing that brand image in new markets. So when we sit down and talk with clients here, we're able to relate to who are you really trying to target. And for those that, you know, maybe they're a new business or maybe they've been around for 10 years, but they've never really taken the time to find out who their customers are and what their customers are looking for, we can sit down and have that conversation first and really explore what their communication needs to look like. The other piece is we're not just capturing static video. And by that I mean we also have a broadcast arm. So rather than just producing videos for your website or for the TV commercial spots, we also handle things like corporate communication or training videos where we come in and we can actually bring our gear in and broadcast an event live on site. Or if you're having an annual stockholders meeting and you want the people back in Dallas or New York to be able to see that, it really adds multiple dimensions. So it really just depends on what are your needs. The bottom line is if there's an image to capture and a message to communicate, we can deliver that.
Talk about the equipment side of the business. I know like the mobile phone company, it's always evolving. The video games are always evolving. As soon as my son has, you know, the Xbox, then it becomes the Xbox 360 and then whatever next. Production-wise, I assume you do a lot of stuff in high definition. Talk about, you know, staying current on the equipment and the stuff that you can offer in that area.
All of our cameras are Sony broadcast level, and then from the post-production side, the latest technology coming from Apple. A matter of fact, this week we've bought a brand new Apple editing suite, latest software. The focus is the technology is always changing, and our first responsibility is quality. That's the first thing our clients are coming to us for. So in order to do that, we've got to understand what equipment's available. And high definition is the best way to deliver that image. And then having the equipment that we do have and having the professionals we have that are working for us on the crew side for pre-production, the production itself, and in post-production, we're able to deliver those high-quality content videos.
We're talking with Brandon Kiever from Image Harbor Productions. Brandon, one of the things I've heard you say a couple of times already is just how things are changing, how things are moving forward, and you guys are kind of on the cutting edge as far as production and also branding. Where do you see this going? What's next in this industry? And then also kind of go back to the business owner. You said they're getting left behind if they're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What beyond just, oh, it's what everybody else is doing, so I need to do it. How powerful can image branding and video production be for a company?
Our slogan is because your image matters. And if your image matters to you, you want it to matter to your clientele. Customers today, with the direction that new media is going in, are much more educated than customers were 10, 15, 20 years ago. And the opportunity that is afforded to companies with video is to be able to give very precise, very clear definitions of who they are and what that image represents and what they're able to deliver. And for customers out there, they can get on Google, and if they want to look for a landscaper, they type that in, Gwinnett County, and they're going to have pages and pages and pages of your competition coming up. And the opportunity that video will offer is you can put in a 30-second, 60-second spot and communicate directly to them about who you are and really have that edge. And then it comes back to you still have to be able to deliver. We can build fantastic content for you, but your delivery has to match what we're going to put out there for your communication. But if it does, you're going to be leading that edge.
We always love to hear success stories. Can you tell us about maybe some clients you've worked with in the past and what you were able to do for them to help them in their business?
We have a client right now who is transitioning. He's at that period. He's been a professional in his industry for 35 years. And over the next 5 years, he is selling the business, and he's actually going to start training folks in his industry. Part of that, he is actually having us build training videos that are very specific. What we've been able to do for him is rather than come in and just build these 15, 20, two-hour-long pieces to train the new owners and the new folks that he's trying to pass his skills on to, we've been able to spend a lot of time with him really understanding who he is and what he does. And for his experience, he appreciates the fact, because he was using another company before, that we didn't just come in and say, all right, we're going to film these 2 days, cut the video, and that's it. We've spent days and days and days in the field with him and also in meetings finding out who he is and what he wants those finished pieces to look like. And we're really seeing a big difference in the final products we're able to put out for him.
What are some examples of some businesses kind of starting to do business with you? Is it pretty much small project based? Can it be large project based? And the reason I ask that question is business owners who are listening who may say, well, I don't need somebody to come in and help me transition my business, even though that's a great story. What are some of the entry points that you're looking for with businesses that you would offer to businesses?
Some of the fun ones that I love, I'm a big guy. I love to eat. I love restaurants. Seasonally, they'll change their menus. Usually the branding stays pretty consistent as far as the name of the restaurant and their offering. But being able to come in and create the web content, some of the social media videos, showing customers, you know, what those food items are and what changes to the menu or what's coming up that's really exciting. Maybe they have a band coming in or a big holiday, big anniversary. That's fun for me because after the shoot, we get to eat the food. And then on the service side, we're seeing everything from CPAs, attorneys, I've mentioned landscapers, electricians, that they're seeing video as, you know, it's not scary. I can afford this, you know, and it really comes down to, do you have a budget? We meet that budget and we build what you need. And that makes it really fun for us. The electrician, though, after we're done shooting, I'm not playing with the wires.
Talking with Brandon Kiever with Image Harbor Productions, and you may have partially answered this question. My next question to you is going to be, what do you enjoy most about the job now? So getting away from the restaurant and eating their food, okay. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
For me, I really do enjoy that initial concept development. The having the finished piece and seeing the customers happy, that's fantastic. But I like the hard part of sitting down with somebody and you know, sometimes I sit down with folks and they've got 2 pages of what they want to say. Sometimes I sit down with people and they start pulling out photo albums at just 3, 4, or 5 inches thick, and what are we going to do? I love that part of the process because of that discovery, finding out who they are, and then seeing some of the lights go off of they're finding out things about themselves they didn't realize, and hey, I like that, or we don't want to talk about that, but what would you do? I love that part of the process.
And I understand why you love it now, because I asked you before we came on the show, what was your major in school and everything, and you're not a traditional background where you went to school for broadcasting or so forth. You actually...
My background is theology. My dad was a pastor and a missionary. So I'm 30 years old. I'll turn 31 this year. I've moved 29 times in my life to this point. I've lived as far south as Jamaica, as far west as Nebraska, as far north as Chicago, been all across the U.S. And being in different communities, different cultures, different environments. I always am interested in exploring what that looks like, and it really does help on the production side to add to what our clients are trying to put out there.
Have you ever used the line, it's God's will that you need to do this for your branding?
No.
Sorry, just couldn't resist that. So apart from having probably the greatest website and definitely the greatest video on your own website that promotes Image Harbor Productions, what are some other ways you find new business? What are some ways you guys are building your business?
We're actively networking in Gwinnett County, in Atlanta. The Gwinnett Chamber is a fantastic resource for us. They've been a tremendous help. We're very active with the Gwinnett Working on Thursdays and Fridays there at the Chamber. For me, that's a fun part of my job is I get to go all over Georgia and sometimes other places and go to these after-hour events or go to these conferences and meet businesses and discover what they're doing and what's going on in the world.
Mike, quick testimonial for Brandon and for Image Harbor Productions at the Chamber in the Gwinnett Working events. They've done some videos. They've done some work chronicling some special events that the Chamber has had, and the stuff that comes out of that is fantastic. The recap of it is wonderful. They do a good job. Thank you.
I always find it amazing how you get network quality stuff from companies that are right here in our own backyard, because years ago you never saw that, and now you can go right down the road, find a company like Image Harbor Productions, and it looks like it's network produced.
You guys truly are bringing the branding to the masses,
right,
as far as the company. And a lot of different companies listening to our show might, I would imagine also there's a wide breadth of budget.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the $10 million budget, but it probably doesn't even have to be a million. Probably, I'm not going to say how low it goes.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I'm sure you'd love to work with that kind of production budget. But it pretty much any business, any size, you guys can find a way to work with them, correct?
My initial approach, because everybody's going to ask, what does it cost? And do you have a website? Okay. Are you spending any expense in marketing? Are you buying brochures? Are you buying business cards? Let's sit down and have a conversation. Because part of our process, a lot of times clients come to us and they have to relate something they've seen into something that they think would communicate for their business. So they'll say, hey, I saw this awesome Doritos commercial at the Super Bowl. All right, that budget was $2.5 million, but we can do something else. But it's really being able to see from their eyes not just who they are, but what they think is going to be the best way to put that image out there for them. And that's where it gets into, because your image matters. Sit down and have the conversation. It's worth it.
And for those companies that want to have that conversation and reach out to you, I mean, is it no fee? It's just a free consultation?
We don't charge consultation fees. And the benefit to our clients is when they're ready to sit down and talk about production, we're going to take the time with them. So if that's one meeting, if that's three meetings, if that's five meetings, we're not going to charge you for the consultation fees.
And from what I learned from Brandon, if you're a restaurant and want to talk to him, he won't even ask to eat your food for free.
No.
Now, after they do the production, that might be a different story.
Can you pay in food? Will you and your boss allow that, or
we'll work for food?
You can pay me for food, but the video's got to be paid to Jeff.
So. We got Janice Palmer with Gold's Gym sitting right next spot right by him, and she's like cringing every time we're saying eat all this food.
She started for the door, so we better.
I got to set her up, guys.
There you go, Brandon. We appreciate your time very much. For those companies that want to find out more and maybe have that discussion with you, what's the best way to reach out to you and find out more about your company?
ImageHarborProductions.com. That's the best way to find out about us. And keep in mind, Image Harbor Productions, because your image matters.
Brandon, thank you so much for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Time to turn our attentions now to Janice Palmer. She is the owner, operator, and manager of Gold's Gym in Suwannee and Sugar Hill out there on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. Good morning, Janice. Thank you for joining us. Tell us all about Gold's Gym.
Gracious, where do I start? Well, first of all, we are a family-owned and operated facility. We're not a corporate entity. And that's one of the things that I find is something I have to communicate constantly to people, that no, we're not. There's no corporate number. There's no corporate image. When you come in, you've got my husband and myself in the facility, maybe not at the same time. So our kids are in there from time to time. They're They're after school. All of the people that work for us are very close-knit. Some have worked for us for about 10 years now, childcare staff, et cetera. So it's a very close-knit, family-owned and operated facility, and that's what makes us very special.
Talk about the history and your location for business.
Well, my husband actually has been a Gold's Gym operator, owner, something within the industry and within the brand for about 23 years. This is his third location that he had invested with a couple of partners, and they opened about 7 years ago. That all changed about 3 years ago, and he and I had to find some way to make it work, and we did. We didn't want to lose our gym to another entity that did not care about our members and our community as much. So he spent about 6 months diving in and trying to find how to make it work financially so that we could purchase the gym. And by the grace of God, we did. So now we have the gym, and we are just making it work every day because of that passion that we have.
I think a lot of people have stereotypes of what they think of when you walk into a gym. What's different than the stereotypes about Gold's Gym, your Gold's Gym in particular? What can people expect? What's the really good parts that get you excited about owning the gym and helping people in the community?
Well, the probably the most stereotypical thing would be, or the fallacy of it, is that I will sit here and completely go to town with Image Harbor staff at their next shooting, because I completely love to eat.
Awesome.
I'm not going to miss a meal, and if I do, I'm gonna realize. But I also know where to come. I also know how to make the change and to make the difference, because I've found over my 20 years of being in the industry what works for me. And I'm also open to other things. Most people have that stereotype that when you walk into a gym, especially a Gold's Gym, that we've got, you know, Joe Gold, the little, you know, the logo that we have is Joe Gold. And that is what they depict is occurring inside of our gym. And it's not. It really isn't. What I love about our facility, when my husband designed it, he did it backwards. When you walk into our gym, nobody is staring at you. And Mike knows this because he's been in our gym. Everybody's faced the opposite direction. All of the traditional equipment that you would see, you know, the weight racks and the squat racks and all that, it's way in the back. You literally could go to the bathroom, go to the locker room, go to the classes, get a drink of water, and never actually have to step foot in that area, which is a very frightening thing for a lot of people. And it's not just the women. And that's another stereotypical image, that men want to be there and that women, they don't want to be there. Well, that's not the case, because we're finding that a lot of men that are outside of their 20s actually really don't know what to do. And they don't want to act like they don't want, you know, that they don't know what to do. And they don't necessarily care to go buy Muscle and Fitness magazine. And they are not doing research on the web to see what's the best way to work their bicep. So that's why we provide everything in the layout that we do, that you come in, we get you involved in programs. All of our programs are complimentary. There's obviously the training aspect that's always going to be available and something that we hope all members explore, but it's not a requirement. So those little things set us apart. In addition, we have a combined youth program involvement. We have parent-child combination classes. So there's a lot of things that most people don't even assume we even have to offer. And getting them through our front doors is the hardest part, because it's scary. It's very scary. And we have a poster on the front of our doors, and it says showing up is the hardest part. And then, of course, returning. But that's our job. If we can get you in there, we'll show you around. We'll lessen a lot of those fears. We'll make you feel at home. There's no, you know, neon signs and Jane Fonda-looking individuals. It is simply your neighbors and your friends. And once we get you into programs where we're telling you what to do, how to do it, how much weight to lift, when to lift it, when not to lift it, then you find, oh, I really don't have to do this by myself. And, you know, it's like we said earlier, you're not going to have somebody come and do your plumbing. I mean, or you're not going to try your own plumbing. You're going to actually have somebody help you. You're not a personal trainer. You have a job. You have a life. It's our job to take care of you. And that's probably the biggest thing that people are is a misconception in the industry.
Yeah, the number one issue would be that breaking that stereotype, because I had it before I walked into Gold's Gym, including yours, is you think you're going to walk in, you're going to see all these Arnold Schwarzeneggers around, and you're like, oh my God, I'm a short, fat, dumpy guy. It's not going to work for me. That's not the case. Your clients are nothing. Now, you have one every once in a while, but that's the exception rather than the rule than what I've seen.
Yes, it is.
Your clientele seems like it's the middle-aged business person that just wants, that they're not trying to be Mr. Olympia. They just want to, be in shape and be able to play, throw a baseball with their son.
Yeah, exactly. And that's our whole premise behind the way that we do things is from a customer relations standpoint is based on a lot of my experience in the industry. 20 years, I've been a participant. I've been a member. I've been a mother. I mean, I'm still a mother. Dragging my kids around, trying to squeeze it in. I've gone 6 months in a session with or in a time frame where I haven't worked out. I didn't want to work out. By gosh darn it, it's just stupid. And then I realized, okay, I really have to sort of suck it up and do it. But how? How do I make it fun? So everything, a lot of the stuff that we do is very psychologically based. So if we can identify a lot of the psychological roadblocks that take place in our average member, then we can begin to address those. We have on our website and inside of our app, I have the top 10 myths that's listed. And it's things that I hear every day. Oh, I'm not coordinated. I can't go in there. Really? Did you think you were going to be a rocket? No, we're not going to make you do that. You don't have to be coordinated. If you're going left and I'm going right, really, I don't care. You're here. And that's more important than the other 80% of the population that aren't even getting in there. So that's huge. And we have numbers. I don't know if you've ever been on our 10 or more board inside the gym, but that's what we do. We have a goal for our members that they shoot for 10 visits a month. 10 in 30 days, not 5 days a week, not 7 days a week, not even 3 or 4 days a week, just 2.5. And that's it. And that's something that's very comforting to people once they realize that that's a possibility. Then when they actually hit the 10 mark, we put their name on the board. And it's crazy because it becomes a really competitive thing. People want to get their 10.
You mentioned one of the top 10 fitness myths. What are some of the other myths that are out there right now?
Gracious. One of my favorite. I have to be in shape to go to the gym.
Get in shape before you go to get in shape.
Yes.
Makes sense.
It makes total sense, doesn't it? And I always use the example of church, that people say, well, you come as you are. You don't have to be good to go to church. You go to church to get good or become better. It's the same thing with us. You don't come to us great. You come to us broken. And we then are there. Our career, our job, our passion is to help you find whatever makes it fun, to help you find, the opposite of where you're at right at that moment. And it may take a little bit of time. It may take a lot of time. And that's okay.
You mentioned something about an app.
Yes.
What are, besides just driving by the store, what are some of the other ways people have found you? Is the app one of the ways that you're reaching out to the community? Talk about that a little bit.
The app is actually something that my husband and I developed inside of our facility over the last couple of years. And you can look for us on Google or your iTunes or Apple Store. It's Gold's Gym Swanee. And ours was the first that was designed of its kind. And now we're beginning to market it to other facilities. So we have another company that's called Perks Advantage. And that company is basically taking this app to other facilities around the nation. Because the app has been something that's really been a far-fetched opportunity. Like people have the stereotypical idea of video. Well, there are things that you can do for a lower scale and lower budget. And same thing with these apps. Now they're available. So our app, we've designed in-house and have really great education things in there. The top 10 myths is in there. It's under our educational downloads. We have discounts that our members get at area businesses offered in there. Tidbits, videos of the programs that we have to offer. So you could actually go in there. You could see my bio. you could see the programs that I teach, and you could see a link to the programs that I teach and a video that goes along with that. So now you have the opportunity to sort of take a peek before you ever actually come into the gym. And that's really what we want to do. It is more for our newest members, not necessarily to grab new members and have them join because of the app. It's more to supplement what we're doing for our current members to help them be more engaged, feel like more of a part of our family.
We won't ask you about any more myths. We'll just say, tell people that you need to go to the mobile app or go to the website and find out more about those fitness myths. Talk about the classes at Gold's Gym. Those are wildly popular. You offer a morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yes.
All the time. That's where I see a lot of folks. They seem to really enjoy it because you're doing it with a group and so forth. Talk about some of the different types of classes you have.
Gracious. This and youth and our members is just, I could talk for hours. let me try to narrow it down. Our classes are, I'll just tell you, we were rated or won the group fitness programming award in 2011. And that was internationally out of all Gold's Gyms worldwide. We were best.
Wow.
Now, I didn't apply last year, so we didn't win last year. But I will apply this year and we will win again. But
right on.
Like that confidence. Mm-hmm.
That being said, we have over 73 classes, and that's not really uncommon in a lot of facilities. But what is uncommon is that we have two rooms. Most have three. And when you do the math, if you feel so, you know, needed to actually do the math, we have classes that range from 5:30 in the morning all the way through to 9 o'clock at night. And the coolest part is we have classes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon, we're going to have some at 3 starting in May, 4:30, and so on. So these are time frames when you normally see a room that is dead, that we've found different populations. We have our seniors that come in at 1. So we serve an entire senior population of at least 30 people in every class Monday through Friday. And they get everything they need. They don't get bothered by, you know, crowds. It's their time. It's their hour at 1. I have the high schoolers that come in after school at 2:30, and they take the strength training class with me twice a week. That is talking about myths. I know you actually weren't asking me to do more, but I will tell you one. The myth that if you do cardio, that you're going to lose weight. That is probably one of the other biggest ones, and that's not. You don't have to be in the gym 5 days a week because you come in twice and you do your strength training. You don't have to know how to do strength training. Why? Because you're going to come to a class. Because I'm going to teach you in 60 minutes how to work every single major muscle group, no questions asked. No big deal. All you do, you come in, I give you the equipment. I make sure, I tell our joke with our members, they definitely want to let us know when they're new. Because we give them the you get out of lifting heavy weights free card for the first 3 to 4 classes. That's not a physical card yet, but you for your first 3 to 4 classes, you really want to go light on your weights. Even if you are Arnold, if you're going to come to class, you're not going to lift those heavy weights. I'm not going to let you because you need to get used to what we're doing because it's new. A lot of the women, I tell them, if you went home today and your husband got rid of the minivan, and he says, hey, guess what, dear? You're going to have to take the two kids to school on the motorcycle I just bought you. Aren't you happy? After you finish beating him, you would learn to ride the motorcycle. And that's basically what we're doing, is just come in there. Trust us. Strength training, cardio, our classes are done in a very consistent quality manner to where you no longer have to look for your favorite instructor. You no longer have to go, okay, what do I like? And when is it on the schedule when I like it? And who's teaching what I like? Because I really didn't like that other person when they taught it. Now, if you look at our schedule, which you can find on our website at goldsgym.com/swaneega. I should know my own website. You can look at our schedule and everything is highlighted for strength training and not highlighted for cardio. So now you're not looking at a schedule for a particular time, for a particular person, for a particular class format. You're simply looking for your strength. And if you have anything left over during the week, you pick a cardio.
You've talked some about the equipment. You've talked some about the classes. What are some of the other things that sets Gold's Gym Suwanee apart and makes it different? You mentioned a little bit about child care. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's more than just a place you drop your kids off. What are some of the other things that really set you guys apart? And again, things that people might not normally think of when they think of a Gold's Gym.
Child care is definitely one of those, because again, the stereotype is that Gold's Gym is, you know, it's a bunch of Arnolds running around, and that's completely not who we are. Child care is the first thing that you see when you walk in the facility. We have youth programs for our kids. So I have a preschool class that I do on Mondays at 4, and we hop like frogs, and we roar like bears, and we flap like butterflies, and we wave to our gym friends as we go through the gym. So it's a very interactive class that teaches them about their hearts pumping, and they know that when their hearts are going fast, they're exercising. So that's something that most other facilities don't offer. It's something that is becoming very, very important in our industry. The problem is getting everybody else to know how to actually make a program work in a facility without compromising the adult environment. Because obviously you do have adults that don't want a 3-year-old running around. And so we have it very structured very well. So the kids can be in the same environment without necessarily impeding on that adult environment. However, the child care, we have a very consistent staff that's in there. Teresa is our child care manager, and she's there every morning. And then we have girls in the evening that are very consistent. So they know who the kids are, and they know everything about the children, about the parents as well. So you can go in and drop your child off and actually feel confident that they're having fun in the environment. And then we also have tanning, which is something that most people don't really realize that we have. And it's open to the public. It's not something you don't have to have a membership for, which is another thing that a lot of people aren't aware of. Dry sauna. We don't have a pool, although people say that we should build one on the roof, and, you know, we'll be more than happy to take donations, but, you know, no pool. But then again, we provide you with every outlet that you would need. A lot of people have their pool recommended to them by their physician. That is, and especially our seniors. We'll have a lot of the seniors that say, well, my doctor said I should walk and I should swim. And that's excellent. That's wonderful. However, most of the doctors, most of the physicians aren't aware that there are consistent programs in place in gyms like ours. We have the Silver Sneakers program for our seniors. And with the Silver Sneakers program, I love it. It's like giving a lottery away to the seniors. With that, their Medicare supplement, their Medicare supplemental insurance qualifies them for a free membership. If their insurance qualifies, obviously, all we need is for them to come in. They give us their first and last name and their birth date, and we can look it up. And if they qualify, we sign them up that day. And they basically, we are reimbursed. It's a government, funded entity, and we are reimbursed for their check-ins, which is really cool because that makes us more accountable, us as the industry. Us as Gold's Gym Suwanee already does a lot of these things with monitoring check-ins of members, but it enforces activity and follow-up and relationship with these seniors that is not normally there. Now we also have it moving into another group, which is the younger kids, with our Prime network, which are people that have Medicaid. And so it's an exciting new thing that's happened over the last couple of months. So a lot of good stuff.
Yes, we're talking with Janice Palmer. She's the owner-operator of Gold's Gym in Suwanee there on Pleasant Hill Road. Are you actually in Suwanee or in Sugar Hill? Are you like right? You're like right on the line.
We're on the line. Our front door is Sugar Hill. Our back door is Suwanee.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it goes right through the middle.
And it's right off Petrie Industrial Boulevard, right? Just north
yes,
of?
Yes, we are just north of Suwanee Dam Road on the left. You'll see our large building, and you just have to do a little U-turn and come back. Right near Level Creek Elementary and North Gwinnett Middle School.
30,000 square feet, a lot of room. You know, and I've been in there plenty of times, and you mentioned the fun. I mean, people smile. They have a good time working out, which it becomes, you
it's
know,
crazy.
The people in there become your friends as well. You mentioned the Planet Smoothie. There's the Planet Smoothie there.
Yes.
There's the tanning. There's the dry sauna. There's so much. as you, I could see where you might get frustrated just getting people to just come through the door one time and see that it's not the old stereotypical sweaty, smelly gym. How do you get the people through the door? Do you offer a special of, you know, come in for the first time, it's on us? How do you get them through that door so you can get over that misconception?
You know, a lot of times we'll have people that call and they're doing price shopping and they'll call gyms. And you know who they are because they'll immediately call and say, well, so what are your best offers? Have you ever been in our gym is our next question. We won't necessarily answer that right away because that will tell us immediately, where are they at? Do they even know who we are and what we're about? And a lot of times they'll say, no, I haven't been in there yet. And that's when we'll say, you know what, why don't you stop in? Why don't you come in and just see what we have to offer? Typically, through that first conversation, we're able to establish enough trust, because that really is what it is establishing trust with the person on the phone, that they say, you know what, okay, I am curious. I've driven by at least 5 times a week. I think today's the day that I might as well go ahead and check it out. And they trust us to come in. And at that point, that's when I know that our staff is able to completely capture them, because we do show them our 10 or more board. We do show them the physical plant, the physical layout, and the psychological aspect that it provides. When you walk into our group fitness room, there's no mirrors on the front wall. You're not staring at yourself. Nobody really wants to stare at themselves while they're working out. Well, like 10% of the population does, but but they're not really at our gym all the time. So we know that. We want you to have a relationship with our instructors. And so getting them in, a lot of times we will have special offers. My husband will put out some of the yard signs that raise interest. Right now we have a banner out front that is advertising our Gold's Gym Challenge, which is a 12-week challenge that is a national thing done by Gold's Corporate. And Facebook is a huge promoter for us. And our challenge information on the challenge is on there as well. But mostly word of mouth. And we have members that know friends or family and say, you know what, I had a good time. You really should check it out.
Can you tell Janice loves what she does? Because she could talk about this all day. We could just ask a question, let her answer it, walk out of the room, come back 10 minutes later.
You know, Mike, the hardest part of what we do on Gwinnett Business Radio, specifically with Brandon and Janice, is when you have guests who just aren't very passionate about what they do.
Yeah, makes our job real tough.
So frustrating.
I asked Brandon this question. I'm going to ask you because we always love success stories. Can you name, you can give us a name or not give us a name, but somebody that might have come in and give us the before picture, give us the after picture?
Other than Mike Salmon.
Yes. Now, Mike has, you know, he's completely transformed. But aside from Mike's transformation, I love to tell the story about Tracy Kiger. Tracy Kiger started with us. Well, gosh, there's so many stories. As I'm sitting here saying this, they're all popping into my head.
We'll do one story, and we'll have you back for another show.
Excellent. Okay, deal. All right. So Tracy Kiger is a preschool teacher at Shadowbrook Preschool. And a lot of people know her as she was, which was over 300 and some odd pounds. Okay. Her story is in our app, so you can check that out as well. I've got to load her before picture, so that might be a fun surprise for you when you go check it out. She started out on the equipment and doing the traditional going from the first piece of equipment to the next piece of equipment, very shy, very nervous, but she knew she had to do something. And just through time and obviously my lack of passion, you know, I went up and I'm like, Trace, you know, you really should come to class. You know, strength training out on the equipment is great. I mean, that's great that you're here and you're doing it, but it's 30 minutes and geez, we're going to hit it for 60 in there and I'm going to take care of you and we're going to have fun and you should try it. And she believed me and she trusted me and she came to class and then she came back and then she came back again and then she tried Synergy and then she tried Kick. And then she found, oh my gosh, I love Kick. And then she tried Step and she thought, I don't know if I like that. But then she tried it again 6 months later and now she loves it. And through a process of about a year and a half, she has now lost and she's down to, I believe, about 140 pounds and she looks phenomenal. And to see the change that takes place over a year and to watch muscles pop out on her body has just been phenomenal. Now you'll see her rushing into class. Her schedule, instead of being a begrudging, where am I going to fit fitness in, becomes, I can't wait to fit fitness in. Which class am I going to today? And I'm going to go to this class, and then I might come back later and do another class. Now she's moving into the, okay, Trace, you got something going on up there, that zone. And I'm like, Tracy, you chill out a little bit. But but no, she's doing wonderful. And it's just, it's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable.
And I think that's one of the big things about the classes is you feel accountable that, oh my, because you get to know all of your members that, if I don't show up today, Janice is going to kind of get on me next time. So you that accountability, I think, is huge to get you to get into the gym.
Yes. We actually, I love... And I don't know if you've got one of the emails that says you did it.
I have.
Excellent. Okay. So that meant you showed up that month. That's good. Because if you don't show up, you don't necessarily get the email. But part of what we do is that we keep track of all your activity. Obviously, when you check into the gym. What we also do that is completely different, something nobody else is doing, is we keep track of your activity outside the gym. Because it counts too. A lot of people say, well, I run 4 times a week, but that doesn't count. Well, yeah, it does. Counts in my book. So we actually give you credit. We check you in, which they do through the app. It's called an RCI or remote check-in. And through that month, you have your tally kept. At the beginning of the month, I send out an email. It takes me 4.5 hours to do these. Okay, this is something I do on my own personally. I will not do it through Constant Contact, although Constant Contact is great. I do them 100% by myself because I want that personal touch. And I let every single member know where they fall. If they've made it once or twice, that's okay. They made it. If you made it 8 times, guess what? This is the month that you're going to make your 10. So let's shoot and get just 2 more times. No big deal. You want to know how? Ask me. Hit reply. I'll tell you. And then for those that make it 10 or more, we, of course, put your name up on the board. And then those that make it 20 or more, we highlight their names. But we don't promote that a whole lot. I don't really tell people, go for 20, because then you're putting an expectation on them that is not necessarily one that they may be able to achieve with their lifestyle. So we definitely watch what you do, rate it, and try to help you come up with different alternatives.
All right, Janice, for those folks that want to find out more and reach out to you, go ahead and give all the basics, your website, your contact information, and so forth, so they can find out more about Gold's Gym in Suwannee/Sugar Hill.
There we go. Yeah. Facebook, you can locate us on Facebook, Suwannee, Gold's Gym of Suwannee. You can locate us on Twitter, Gold's Gym Suwannee. You can locate our app, Gold's Gym Suwannee. Our website is goldsgym.com/SuwanneeGA. However, if you just type in Gold's Gym Suwannee, you can find, into Google, you can find us that way. You can obviously reach us with a landline. Our phone number is 770-614-4653. But social media is great. Reach out to us anytime, and we'd love to show around the inside of the gym.
Janice, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for showing up for Gwinnett Business Radio. I agree with Stephen. I wish you were a little bit more passionate about what you do. Other than that, you are a great guest.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Janice Palmer, owner, operator, manager, and do it all for Gold's Gym in Suwannee and Sugar Hill there on Peachtree Industrial. And our thanks also to Brandon Kiever with Image Harbor Productions for joining us today. Quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 o'clock. And that our program can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. Of course, you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Steve and Julian.
Wintry mix, Mike. Wintry mix.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about going into the gym now.
Well, okay, I'll say this. Instead of going to get bread, milk, and eggs, I'm going to go get celery, carrot sticks, and I'll run to the store.
And log it in your
RCI.
Yes,
that's exactly.
Right. Our transformation of Steven is already beginning.
Just for everybody, I'll videotape him doing it.
What a team we
Excellent.
Have. What a team we have.
You can find it on Facebook.
Absolutely. YouTube.
For Steven and Janice and Brandon, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.